Come on, New Orleans!
Yeah. God said, son, tonight, I want you to tell the people that God is the killer. Is the killer.
I like
is the killer.
I like
is the killer.
I like
is the killer.
I like the
I like
the
I like
the I like
is the killer.
I like
the
I like
is the killer.
Only on CITR 101.9 FM.
I thought, I've read that in the Bible. Where is it? God said,
I can no longer sit back and allow.
Communist indoctrination. Communist indoctrination.
And the international communist conspiracy to sap and impurify all of our precious bodily fluids.
Only on CITR 101.9 FM.
Heaven, the place where the Lord God Almighty dwells.
Let us compare it to New York City.
New York City, only 1,500 feet tall, the tallest buildings in New York City.
It will still be 1,400 times greater in size than New York City.
This means that the New Jerusalem is over 3,000 times higher than New York City.
This makes the New Jerusalem over 7 million times bigger than New York City.
That's exactly
it. Think about it.
That doesn't stay in imagination.
The New Jerusalem is only 1,500 feet tall,
only 1,400 feet tall.
Above.
Won't that be something when you go to live in your old mansion? There'll be no concern about paying for it. It's already taken care of. There'll be no worry of being moved out of it. It will be yours forever.
Well, might as well say hello. Welcome to I Like the Scribbles. My name is Chris, and I'll be your host for the next hour or so. Start the show off with someone doing Staying Alive kazoo version. And then this is just some mess that I've made of Beastie Boys track. Coming up, got some Neon, apparently produced by Boom Bip. That's what it claims. And somewhere it has something to do with Cyndi Lauper, which is kind of weird. Yeah, Cyndi Lauper, she's great. What else do I have here? Oh, I got too much stuff. Probably the most exciting is Martin Atkins' China Dub Sound System, made in China. I like that. Yes. Yes, coming up soon. China Dub Sound System. Anyways, 822-2487. Any requests, complaints? Coming around with both feet. Should I have another sip now?
Diamond.
No, my side. From downtown Manhattan, you'll feel like a star squad when you know they can spit. This snow bags will be making you go into full motion. Go, robot.
Bad girl.
Wanna hit it, quit it if it's on like that.
Yeah, right, I agree
call you back. Cause you got a man, and I got a woman. But one ain't enough, I need more to keep you coming. And I'm running away, cause it's time to play. Nowadays, chicken heads, I want a day to DJ. MC, sports star, nigga, what's some money? Dummies locked down, when you going laughing, that shit's funny. I wish some of these bras cook better than they look. Cause nowadays, you hooked over book till you shook. Niggas look. Learn for your own concern. These bras heating shit up on the mind. Some burn down in the projects or even listen, up in the hills. Shit's real. With the back of money and bills.
If I just pay.
Yeah, right, I agree with you.
Especially men. Thank you.
The National Safety Council, in collaboration with the United States Department of Labor, Division of Labor Standards, presents Right Dress. To many millions of men now in the armed services, and to millions more who have seen service at other times, this familiar command is well known.
Company, take it! Right dress!
This command brings the company into straight line formation. But when a company is standing inspection, a soldier knows that there is another meaning to the words right dress. He has to be dressed right. And if he isn't, well, KP duty is a usual penalty for the fellow with unshined shoes or unbuttoned blouse or dirty rifle or other items we could mention. In wartime, there is another army working every day with grim determination to bring to this world of ours right of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, the right we have fought for before in our history. In this vast production army of men and women are a great many who know that right dress means the right clothes and the right personal protective equipment for every job. But unfortunately, there are many who do not wear the right clothes or who do not use the proper personal protective equipment provided for the job. Foremen who insist on right dress for all employees are making a great contribution to their country in this time of war. These men know that the elimination of injuries to eyes, hands, feet, and other parts of the body will save manpower for war power and keep at full tide the flood of weapons to our fighting men.
Yo, this is some crazy shit down here. Some crazy shit. You better stay away. Whoa. I must stay away from them. Their pleasure is too intriguing. I must stay away from them. Pleasure is too intriguing. Tapping toes, energy flows. Put it in your mouth and then dispose. So simple like a child, flashing lights make me wild. Everyone moves, especially the young. Bite on your teeth and stick out your tongue. Yeah, I must stay away from them. Their pleasure is too intriguing.
Yeah, take it, snap it to the beat. Make them get up off on all their feet. I'm Nikki Click, get in with it. Get down on your knees and switch with it. Take it, snap it to the beat. Make them get up off on all their feet. I'm Nikki Click, get in with it. Get down on your knees and switch with it. Yeah.
Creepers, crawlers, blonde-haired ballers. Guess which one of us is really smaller? She didn't care. Always in tap, without a tear. Always walk the streets without a drop of fear. Yeah, I must stay away from them. Their pleasure is too intriguing.
Yeah, take it, snap it to the beat. Make them get up off on all their feet. I'm Nikki Click, get in with it. Get down on your knees and switch with it. Take it, snap it to the beat. Make them get up off on all their feet.
I'm Croc's not dead in the house. Whoa. Take it down.
Take it, snap it.
Nikki Click. Croc's not dead. What are you gonna do?
I'm Nikki Click. Get down with it. Get down on your knees and feet.
Whoa, yeah.
Take it, snap it to the beat. Make them get up off on all their feet. I'm Nikki Click. Get in with it. Get down on your knees and switch with it. Take it, snap it to the beat. Make them get up off on all their feet. I'm Nikki Click, get in with it. Get down on your knees and switch with it. Yeah.
All jobs, of course, require safe clothes, but not necessarily special protective clothes. You should know the distinction. Certainly, all workers should wear safe clothes and comfortable clothes, regardless of the type of work they do. In general, safe work clothing is clothing suitable to the job, clean and in good repair. Uniforms or work clothes should fit well. Loose garments may get tangled in machinery and are definitely out. Shoes with thin or badly worn soles and run-over heels are unsafe for almost any job you can name and are as unsafe off the job as on it. Foremen who make sure that the men and women in their departments always dress safely for work will aid the manpower conservation program. The other part of this subject has to do with safety clothing, designed for protection against special hazards. Many a soldier returned from war has hung up his tin hat and said to his son,
"See that dent, sonny? This old hat saved my life."
And many an industrial plant soldier can say to his son,
"See that, sonny? Your dad wouldn't be here if he hadn't been wearing this skull saver."
Or if it isn't a hard hat, it might be a mask or gloves or safety shoes or something else. Probably the best known of such protective devices are goggles. Let's call on Dr. Vance Coleman, medical director, for some first-hand information on eye protection. Take over, Dr. Coleman.
Righto. In a company plant, I once saw a display I shall never forget. It consisted of several pairs of goggles, each with a shattered lens. Each pair meant some lucky fellow's eyesight was saved. Lucky, did I say? Or rather, I should call him smart and prepared. In 1 year, there are about 75,000 lost time eye injuries in American industry. Not all, of course, but far too many result in the loss of one or both eyes. Practically all eye injuries can be prevented. Some companies almost never have eye injuries because all their exposed employees are not well protected.
We'll be right back.
Chonda.
I mean, assuming he's a holy guy and all, do you think he would get involved in, let's say, personal financial matters? Like, let's say, some government agency owes you some dough. Would you call on the Messiah, the King of Kings, to override a government agency? I guess so. After all, he's the ultimate supervisor.
Run. We're the babes from Bethany.
just sign up to swim. You pay and finish with the registration forms and go, guess what, you're in the Mountain View dorm. At the start of camp, the rules are read. By the end of the week, they're implanted in your head. They make you go down 5 feet from the door, but that's because they're so immature.
2, 3, 4.
Late at night, you got the rat patrol sneaking around trying to keep control. Don't get caught by Trans Am Tom. If it's not,
he'll call your mom.
Mystery meat of the day. What it was, they will not say. Some say chicken, some say beef. I took a big bite, lost all my teeth. Got the fat boy jam, Master J. The Beastie Boys, yeah, they're okay. But we have something that they don't know. Jesus Christ is gonna save your soul. He died for us, the chain of sin he did sever. Ask him in your life and you'll live with him forever. And now you can see it so plainly. We're all here together like one family. We love one another and that's a fact. Cause we all know where it's at. We believe in God and Jesus too. And you gotta remember that he loves you.
Some of these people, they worship Jesus the Avenger. Really, they do. And let's say you're into the Jesus as Avenger theory. Jesus as the punishing force, if that's your God. And then there's this guy, this really important person, like a celebrity, a politician, let's say, this guy. And he's kind of fooling around, and it's making you really mad because he's fooling around and he's supposed to be a big important person and it's really pissing you off, this guy. What would you do? Why, you would call on Jesus. Have Jesus take care of the guy. Or better yet, let Jesus take over your body, and then you can tell him off.
I am God. I am God. I am speaking through this sermon. I am speaking through the spirit of his soul. I am speaking through him. And I give you a message, Bill. This message is for Bill. And Bill only. For I, the Lord thy God, Jesus Christ, who came in the flesh, promise you the wrath of God. The wrath. The wrath. Do you think you deserve my blessing? My blessing. I promise you much blessing if you repent of your sin. Turn from your wicked ways, for I have seen your evil works. I have seen your iniquities, and I know what you are doing behind the scenes. I, the Lord thy God, Jesus Christ, can tell you how to lead the people of this country to salvation, Bill. You lead my people the right way. What is right? It's not wrong. The Word of God is the right way. Lead them by my word. Approved to me, and I will bless you. will open the doors that you need to open. And I will close the doors that need to be closed. You be strong. Be strong, I say. Not a weak man, but you be strong. No vacancy. No vacancy? None. Ask of me, I shall give abundantly. Ask of me, I shall give abundantly. My name is Jesus. Pray, 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 pray on your hands, on your knees, on your face. You pray to me. You pray and pray and pray. I am your God. I am your God. I am your God. I am your God. I am your God.
foreman follow through and see to it that every worker not only wears his goggles, but that he's sold on the importance of doing so. Give us some examples, Dr. Coleman, of the types of goggles worn on different jobs. Well, that's a big subject, but I'll give you a few. First, though, let me point out that any plant may have need for several kinds of eye protection. Spectacle-type goggles, cup goggles, face shields, welder's goggles, and welder's masks. The glass in goggles and welder's helmet should be shatter-resistant. Now, the spectacle-type goggle may be worn where the impact would be fairly light and there's no danger of objects flying from the side. If there is danger of objects flying from the side, then side screens or cup-type goggles should be used. To provide protection from heavier missiles flying from any direction, use heavy-duty cup goggles. They can take plenty of punishment. Heavy-duty cup goggles are suitable also for work with molten metals, rough grinding, machining, riveting, and many similar jobs. Close-fitting cup goggles made of rubber, fiber, or hard plastic are used for protection against corrosive liquids. Dust-type cup goggles are used by this graphite sprayer. Such goggles are used in cement mills, flour mills, or in other dusty operations. They're light in weight, ordinarily made of metal or leather.
Sex, sex,
this welder
sex,
not only has
sex,
eye protection,
sex,
but has protection for his face
gangster,
as well. The intense rays of the electric arc have put
prankster,
many a man on the shelf for many days
I
of lost
am
time.
A fuck machine.
The fiber mask has a window in front, which
team
is not just colored
look
glass.
At all the steam.
It contains
it's a brand new
special ingredients.
In and out, it is gonna make you shout. In and out, it is gonna make you shout. Raise your snout, pull a pout. This is what I'm all about. Raise your snout, pull a pout. This is what I'm all about. If you've got it, you should flaunt it. Make them want it, then they'll haunt it. You can run it and I'll down it. I am a fuck machine. You can join my
all you guys. with you round this time, and your life lasting primordialness, making consistency. Of all us, making consistency compared to beautiful how good you are, if you get a hole in one, there. Luck is involved. Unexplained luck, snag a chip from my shoulder, nudge edged there about. Put it down by ya for a hot puppy dog, cold and hushed. Put that unexplained luck involved down by ya all the way out of your way, anyway, through, without trying to figure it out along the way, unraveled, catch come. Off when it feels peeled right, hey, you guys called by someone elsewhere, that guy over there, of all guys, a woman, and you guys called and called for a woman to turn company.
time ago, folks. This is real roller derby action. Check it out.
Need your monthly fix of girls hitting each other on skates? Well, it's your lucky day. We practice once a month, and we want you to come and watch. You like to watch, don't you? The Terminal City Roller Girls Monthly Scrimmage, Sunday, December 2nd, from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. at the UBC Osborne Center, 6108 Thunderbird Boulevard, Unit 2. Bring a warm jacket. Despite the hot roller derby action, it can get pretty cold in there. And don't forget, we want to have more places to hold events in Vancouver, so we're still saving up for that darn sport court floor. We'll pass the hat at intermission, so any kind donations would be much appreciated. The Terminal City Roller Girls Monthly Scrimmage, Sunday, December 2nd, 2007, at the UBC Osborne Center.
Well, I might as well say my goodbyes, even though I'll be here for another half hour or so. I don't really feel like talking anymore. You guys have been listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I was just doing a little improv on my bass guitar there, singing along. Hope you guys liked it. No, that wasn't really me. That wasn't really me at all. Some guy named Lee. Anyways. You guys gonna go see the Terminal City Roller Girls? I highly recommend it. Anyways. This is another little mix I did a while ago, so I can let it play out. It's about 15 minutes left. And then I'm going to be out of here for real. And holy shit, is it ever cold out there, man? I froze my ass off coming to the show tonight. Not looking forward to leaving here. I'm gonna go get some more. Well, that's it for me. I'm out of here. I guess the forecast is for snow this weekend, in case you guys were wondering. I just looked it up because I like the snow. I like being out in the snow. You know, there's something about the first, well, not just the first, but, like, you know, the first couple hours after the snow falls, and everything is just transformed, everything. Oh, hey. Where'd that come from? Anyways, like I was saying, everything's just transformed. Everything becomes so quiet and eerie and unrecognizable. Anyways, looks like the forecast is for snow. It's already snowed in some places, according to the internet. And I'm jealous. I think I might drive out to the suburbs to see the snow. I can't wait. Anyways, if you like what you heard, send me an email. I don't even have, like, an email address for the show. So write me a letter here at CITR, care of I Like the Scribbles. Or send me an email at, I don't want to say my email address. Yeah. Anyways, don't send me an email. Give me a call next time, 822-2487. And don't forget, you can always stop by the CITR website and check out podcasts of old shows, any old shows, or even listen live on the web. Very handy. Anyways, 10 seconds from now, it's going to be a repeat of an old show. I won't really be here. I'm out.
Je vais danser à ma soirée, nous allons danser.